Today, 8 of Alabama's Supreme Court justices ruled against their Chief Justice, Judge Roy Moore. They ordered the removal of a 5,300-pound monument of the Ten Commandments from the rotunda of the building housing Alabama's highest court. Judge Moore installed the massive monument there in the middle of the night 2 years ago. Now, a federal court has ruled the display violates the constitutional ban on establishment of religion. Judge Moore spoke this afternoon outside the building in Montgomery.
I will not violate my oath. I cannot forsake my conscience. I will not neglect my duty. And I will never, never deny the God upon whom our laws and our country are.
And joining us now from outside the court building is NPR's Debbie Elliott. Debbie, what are the latest developments?
Well, I think Moore's speech today was in direct response to what his fellow justices did this morning in moving to comply with that federal court order. They ordered the building supervisor to get the monument out of the building or out of the very prominent public display where it is now, maybe moving it to a different part of the building where it isn't the first thing you see when you walk in the door. Alabama's Attorney General Bill Pryor, who was recently rejected by the U.S. Senate as a nominee to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, this morning thanked those justices, said they did the right thing to uphold, quote, the rule of law, which he says no man is above, even Alabama's Chief Justice. The Attorney General is hopeful that this action now will help the state avoid contempt of court fines of $5,000 a day, which the judge had said he would impose as long as this religious display remained.
Well, do we have any sense of when the monument actually might be moved?
No answer to that question. No answer to when or how. The Attorney General simply said, as soon as practicable was what the order was. Now, tomorrow morning, the judge in this case, U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson, will hold a conference call with the Attorney General of Alabama and the lawyers on both sides of this case to sort of discuss whether the state should be held in contempt of court or what the next step could be. So maybe we'll learn more by then.
We heard defiant, or a little bit of that defiant speech from Judge Moore a moment ago. He is at odds with all of his other fellow justices on the Alabama Supreme Court. Do people think this might affect his ability to continue to serve as Chief Justice?
Well, he's still very popular in the state of Alabama, as evidenced by the, you know, hundreds of people who at times have come to stand on the front of this courthouse and support him. Today they sang "We Shall Overcome" before he came out. They vowed to be arrested to protect the monument. Now, at the same time, there is a complaint filed with the Alabama Judicial Inquiry Commission asking that he be removed from office for failing to obey that federal court order. So it just remains to be seen how this might affect him.
Did it strike folks there as ironic to hear "We Shall Overcome," the anthem of the civil rights movement, being invoked in what seems to be a cause of very, very conservative Alabamans?
Well, what's interesting about this is that everyone is recalling the civil rights movement. The supporters here say, you know, they liken themselves to Martin Luther King's civil rights marchers who were just down the street here in Montgomery doing the same thing 50 years ago, that they're willing to be arrested for this cause. At the same time, when Moore comes out and makes his stand in defiance of the federal court, he reminds us all of Alabama Governor George Wallace, who did the same thing 40 years ago in the schoolhouse door at the University of Alabama to fight desegregation.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
NPR's Debbie Elliott outside Alabama's Supreme Judicial Building in Montgomery.